WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Strong Starts. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to kickstart your day and conquer whatever comes your way. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood philosopher. Or at least that's what my mom calls me. Today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial in this crazy world. Focus on what you can control. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs left and right? Like you're just trying to keep your head above water while the whole world is doing somersaults around you? Yeah, I get it. That feeling of helplessness, that's what happens when we try to grip onto things we can't influence. We get frustrated, stressed, maybe even a little bitter. But here's the thing, and this Stoic philosophy is a game changer. We have way more power than we realize. It's all about shifting our attention. Focusing on what we actually have control over. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, right? You can't stop the traffic, or what other people think, or even that annoying coworker who sings in the shower. Seriously, dude, pipes down. But you can control how you react to these things. You can choose to let them derail your day, or you can choose to say, okay, so the weather's a bit gloomy, but I'm still gonna rock this workout. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of focusing on what matters. 1. Identify your circle of influence. This is huge. It's all about getting clear on what actually falls under your control. Think of it like a bullseye. In the center, you have your thoughts, your actions, your responses to situations. That's where your power lies. Everything else, the outer rings, news headlines, other people's opinions, global events, those are outside your direct influence. 2. Let go of what you can't change. Easier said than done, right? But seriously, clinging to things beyond your control is like trying to hold water in your fist. It just slips through your fingers. Practice acceptance. It doesn't mean you like what happened, but it means acknowledging reality and moving forward. 3. Practice mindfulness. This isn't some woo-woo thing, folks. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When your mind starts racing with worries or what ifs, gently guide it back to what's happening right now, your breath, your senses, the feeling of your feet on the ground. It helps you stay grounded and focused on what you can influence. 4. Set realistic goals. Don't set yourself up for failure by aiming for perfection or trying to conquer everything at once. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate those little victories along the way. It keeps you motivated and reinforces that sense of control. 5. Cultivate a positive mindset. This is a big one. Your thoughts shape your reality. When you focus on the good, when you practice gratitude, even in challenging times, it shifts your entire perspective. It's like putting on a pair of rose-colored glasses, but in a really empowering way. Okay, so let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, right? You've got an important meeting coming up and you're starting to feel the pressure. That feeling of helplessness, that urge to scream at the driver in front of you, it's super tempting. But here's where focusing on what you can control comes in. You can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction to it. Instead of getting angry, use this time wisely. Listen to a podcast, call a friend, or even just take a few deep breaths and practice some mindfulness. You'll arrive at that meeting feeling calmer and more focused, ready to tackle anything that comes your way. See? It's not about ignoring the challenges, it's about choosing how we respond to them. That's where real power lies. So remember folks, keep your focus on what you can control, let go of the rest, and rock your day. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to focus on what you can control? Share your thoughts in the comments. Let's create a community of strong starts together. Until next time, stay focused, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.